Blaine and Ellison in the morning, 96.3 WDVD. Welcome to today's best hits without the rap, 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday.
Analysis from someone who really cares.
96.3 WDVD.
What's on your mind we'd really like to hear?
Cumulus Media, when they bought this radio station, said, we got to get that morning show a shrink. They need it. And that's how we got Dr. Steve, little known fact. Dr. Steve is a psychologist. He is also an author. The book is called The Six Husbands Every Wife Should Have.
It was decided if he could handle our problems, whose couldn't he handle?
Seriously?
I think that's still up in the air, though.
you haven't really fully handled our problems
yet? The biggest challenge of my entire career. Still working on it.
If anyone can do it, man. Well, you're the guy.
I get up every Thursday morning. I look in the mirror. I'm like, okay, you can do it for these guys. You can do it. One of these days, it's going to stick. You can do it. Come on.
One of these days, they won't be distracted by the shiny, bright object.
Maybe one day Blaine won't talk about Star Trek.
Oh, no.
In the middle of my thing.
Well, I'll try not to. Hey, I'll make you a promise. I'll try not to. I'll try really hard
not to today.
Okay, but you know what? See, you're talking to a psychologist. I realize that now that's all that's going to be running through your mind.
Probably.
The entire time I'm talking, you're going to be going, Star Trek, Ripman, Star Trek,
Star
Trek.
Don't do Star Trek. By the way, it's Trek, not Trek.
I know, but I love to say Trek because I watch you. Right.
And you just blew it.
I did not. I was just trying to get him to say
the fact that you corrected him, you blew it. You could have let it go.
During his segment. I don't see this as being his segment until you start reading the email. When you start reading the email, then we're in full-on Therapy Thursday mode.
See, now I see it as Therapy Thursday the minute you hit the jingle.
Mm. Yeah.
That's how it goes.
You're technically right. But
getting to this letter.
Yeah, would you do that?
Dear Blaine, Allison, and Dana, I need some help for my sister. She is depressed with her life, and I told her I would ask Dr. Steve for some help. She is 29 years old and is doing very little with her life. She works in the accounts payable office of a big company, and she hates her job and continues to struggle to find a boyfriend, even though she's very attractive. She has always wanted to go to grad school, move to a big city, and get a house of her own, but she is putting this off for now because of what my mother told her. My mother has always said that good guys are hard to find, and the last thing she should do is go spend all her time in the library at grad school or move out of her apartment in Royal Oak and into a different suburb near a bunch of married people. And she certainly shouldn't move to a big city where she knows no one and has no job or dating prospects. My sister believes that if she starts pursuing her own dreams and then finds the guy of her dreams, it won't work because she will be too busy with her own life. Thus, my sister is afraid that her time is running out, and if she spends the next few years hiding in grad school, that when she is done, she'll be in her 30s with a big degree but no marriage prospects. My mother has told her to join the singles group at church and some of the safer online dating services, and to make sure that she lets the guys she goes out with know that she is serious about relationships and that she's not tied down by her job and other commitments. Ugh. I tell her this is craziness, and besides, my mother and father's marriage is an absolute horrible one, where they both have been miserable for years, so why is she listening to our mother? Still, my sister tells me that I don't understand how difficult it is to find a guy, because I found a good one early in life. She wants me to get off her back and let her live her life, but she did agree to let me contact Dr. Steve and agreed to listen to him. Now, all I hope is that Dr. Steve and your listeners agree with me, so tell me, should she pursue her dreams, even if it means she may miss out on ever finding a good guy, or keep waiting so she's available to date him when he finally comes along? This is from Andrea.
313-298-9630. Okay, so I probably won't make any of those.
Smoke is coming out of my ears.
Right. I probably won't make those references that we discussed earlier.
See, he can't help it.
I didn't say it.
But it's going through your mind. You can't stop.
But she's on fire right now.
Honestly, that was so rough to get through. I want to shake some people.
She's in warp drive.
Oh, you get to do it and I don't?
He's taunting you.
It's on, man. It's on.
Beam someone up, please.
So if you want to be a junior psychologist before we hear from Dr. Steve, by all means, please do 313-298-9630. Allison, seriously, you have the floor.
This is just silliness. This is absolute silliness. Andrea is sort of right. I mean, Andrea's right. The mom is wrong. I've never heard of such nonsense that you put your life on hold until you meet somebody. You live your life. And while you're living your life and making yourself better, that's what attracts somebody to you.
Right.
That's what you do. You live your life and you go to grad school and you become the kind of person that somebody wants to be around. When I met Warren, it's because it was the busiest time of my life. And you know what I didn't want? The last thing I wanted was a boyfriend. I was going to school. I had a plan for a career. I was working. I lived on college campus with my girlfriends. I mean, I was just living the life and I was busy and I was, you know, I was giving off a positive, exciting vibe.
Yeah, you were.
And that made me, you know, that made people want to be around me. I had a direction and I was going somewhere and smart and, you know.
You had it going on.
Yeah, I had it going on. And
you had a full head of steam in life.
I was living my life and you don't, what, so you're going to be defined by a man? You don't make a move until a man has claimed you? What's wrong with you, woman? Stop listening to your mother.
Now, as much as I'm known for loving the 1950s.
God, you love you some 50s.
When a man would show up at his house and woman would hit him with some pipe and slippers action, and she'd be freshly dressed and wearing a nice skirt.
With an apron on it.
She'd have a pot roast in the oven, and the kids would be well-behaved and not talk to the man.
Hand you a martini.
Hand me a martini and give me a little Mad Men action right there at the door. No. Which I don't know what that means. Skip that. As much as I like all that, that's nuts. You don't tell your daughter this.
No.
I agree with my friend to the far left. You don't do this.
You don't. And I wonder if the mom is, and I think the mom loves her children, but I also think sometimes misery loves company.
I agree.
She's going to be in a miserable marriage, why doesn't everyone else be in one?
Girl, I think you just won.
Yes. Did I win Doctor of the Year?
Yeah, you won Therapy Thursday.
Sweet. Here's the thing, too.
Dr. Steve's going to give you a diploma.
I hope so.
The mother, I believe the misery loves company, and the mother is giving her this advice, and she thinks that mom is giving her advice based on the mistakes that she made not to do, but really, she's just telling her to keep in the same cycle.
Yeah.
And so the daughter's seen what kind of a miserable marriage her parents have had, so she thinks like, oh, I'm going to learn from this. No, you're just going to repeat the same thing.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse. 313-298-9630. We've got junior psychologists up and down our lines right now. Sarah, you're up first. It's Therapy Thursday. What would you say to her?
Awesome, totally. Her man of her dreams is probably at grad school, just like Allison.
Right.
Right on.
Right there.
Right on.
So she, you know, she's missing it. So her ideas and her decisions are fear-driven. She's scared. And she's nice. Listening to her mom, who doesn't have a good track record. But it's so hard to get out of that cycle with our mommies, isn't it? I mean, we think they'd know best, and
yeah,
we continue that legacy, and it's so hard to break those chains, but you have to be determined. And her mom is just putting fear in her, and I agree with you, Alice, that she's it's so sad.
And you don't sit there and wait for a man to show up. You become somebody that a man wants to be around.
Ding.
Exactly. You attract who you are, and so if she's going to sit home, she's going to attract the guy that's sitting home as well, and then be miserable just like her mama saw.
Yeah.
We have two winners today.
You won too, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah.
We have two winners, Allison and Sarah, just won Therapy Thursday.
Yes!
And we're going to give them tickets to Taylor Swift. No, we don't
have that many, which is unfortunate.
313-298-9630, it's Therapy Thursday. Shania, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. It's Shania.
Hey, Shania.
Hey, Shania, what do you think?
I think that if she keeps listening to her mother, she's going to be miserable like her mother. Her mother is not her guidance counselor
or
her life coach.
Right on.
She has no idea what's inside of her daughter. And if she keeps waiting on a man, she will not achieve what she wants to do in her life.
And then she will be fully, 100%, all the way around, completely miserable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Tell her to run like hell, stop talking to her mother for about 3 months and see how different.
Thank you, Shania.
Shania,
great
you're
advice.
Genius. Another winner.
And I think nobody would ever think that their mom would steer them wrong. And I think the mom doesn't really think the mom loves their children.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think consciously they think, but I do think that, you know, there is this, I want you to stay close to me.
Yeah.
And I want you to, you know, I had to be in this marriage and I'm stuck in it. So I don't want to, you want your kids to be happy, but at the same time, you kind of, you know, why should they have all of this stuff when I've been with your dad stuck in this dead-end marriage this whole time?
But do you think that people consciously actually think
that? Not consciously. I think the mom would, you know, ultimately think she's doing the right thing, but she's not. She wants to keep everyone where she is.
Mom thinks she's given great advice. She's really caring. This is what my mother told me, and this is what I learned, and I'm being so helpful. I love you so much. I'm trying to tell you what's best for you.
All right, Dr. Steve, this woman comes into your office and explains the situation as you've heard it here on the radio. What do you say?
If the sister comes in.
Yeah, if the sister comes in, and let's say the woman comes in. You're talking directly. She's listening right now anyway.
Yeah.
The woman in question, the one who's been told by her mom to sit around and wait for Mr. Wright to show up. What do you say to her?
Well, I say a couple of things. One of them I think I even said last week, which is a good relationship is never, never about finding the right person. It's about being the right person.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what people always think, is that if I just find the right person, you know, like, keep looking under rocks. Where's the person? It's never going to happen like that. You have to be the right person. And then a brief little thing about therapy. So much of what, you know, therapists do, coaches, people, is that we're helping people unravel stupid concepts like the one from this mother. And so people always have things backwards. Like, you meet people with low self-esteem and they'll always tell you, well, when I stop having low self-esteem, then I'm going to go accomplish things. And you're like, wait, that's backwards. You have to accomplish things, and then that will give you self-esteem.
Boom.
If you do it, if you wait around for it, it's never going to happen. Same thing, they're depressed. I am so depressed. I can't go out of the house. I can't do anything because I'm so depressed. Once I'm not depressed, then I'll go out and start doing things. No, you have to go do things that will make you they have it all backwards.
Right.
Same thing with this sort of message here. This mom has it backwards. That, you know, if you sit and wait for the man of your dreams to come, then you start having your life. You know, that's when you can have your life. But it'll never show up. So the way I would explain it to her is there's actually this really, really good book that you mentioned earlier.
I think it's called The Six Husbands Every Wife Should Have.
That's it.
The author name, I believe, is Stephen Craig, Dr. Stephen Craig.
Yes, yeah. And
Local there, guy, I think. Yeah.
So I'm going to steal from that book. In there, there's a great story that the author uses for this, and it's what the author
Handsome
calls,
devil, by the way. Good-looking guy.
The theory of two trains, which is that you should look at a relationship like two trains speeding along next to each other. So if Dana and I meet each other, we should look out. I should be looking out. I may have done this once with you guys before, but I should look out my window of my train over at hers and go, wow, look at that. Look where that's going. That's a shiny train going fast. That's pretty cool. And she should do the same to me.
Right.
And that's what attracts us to each other. But people start dating, and then there's a little stress there because she's over on her track and I'm over on mine. So we get the idea of, you know what, if I just jump on your train, then everything will be fine. But then once she's on my train, I'm no longer looking out the window at this cool train that's zipping along. It's just somebody sitting here doing nothing.
Mm.
And there's all these other fast trains speeding around that are interesting. So that once you give up that train, once you stop saying, this are all, you know, the things that in that train thing, once somebody gives theirs up, that's all the things that attracted me in the first place. If you give them up, you're just sitting there. But people do this all the time. They give up their train either before
they
get married.
They give up who they really are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Because they think somehow, if I make that sacrifice, I'll give up who I am and someone will want me for this sacrifice that I gave, or they'll find me.
And this woman's mother is perpetuating that belief.
She is fully perpetuating
it. She is like,
and can I interject one thing?
Gas on the fire. Yeah.
If you do sit around and not do anything because you're just waiting for a guy to find you before you do anything, that's not the kind of guy you want to be with.
Right.
That's right.
And guess what? You're not the kind of girl most guys are going to want to be
with.
We want someone who's productive.
Who am I going to hitch my wagon to? You know, am I going to hitch it to you who's sitting there waiting for life to begin?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like a shooting star who's flying past?
That's what I want.
I think this is a dumb analogy probably, but fishing.
Right.
You know, how you catch a fish is it's sitting there and a lure goes flying by and it says, I got to get that.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs and grabs it. You should consider yourself that shiny object that it has to grab.
Mm-hmm.
You're just sitting there. Well, that's kind of boring. But people are afraid to do that. They're afraid that if they go live their life and become that shiny thing, that somehow they're so busy doing what they're doing that they'll never have a relationship. But it's entirely backwards. Once you are, as everybody said here, are the person you need to be, yes, your spouse is at grad school, or they're at the library when you're walking by, or they're sitting next to you in a coffee shop, and you're busy working, and you're giving off this "I'm somebody, something's happening" vibe, and they find you.
And I think one of the truest things that was said during this entire Therapy Thursday was somebody, I think it was you, Allison, said something that you, or maybe it was you, Dr. Steve, but you attract the kind of person that you are.
Yeah.
So if like, you could live in a million different cities in the world, but you're this type of person. And a great example of that is, I had all these guys in my bridal party, you know, my groomsmen, right? A lot of these guys didn't know each other, but they all met at my wedding, and they're all friends now.
Mm-hmm.
They all know, they all hang out. Like, Brewski and Raby are buds. They never knew each other because I attract the same kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is kind of important. You stay true to you, become the person you're supposed to be, and you will find the right person in life.
Right. And just as much as that is true, you go be your best you, and it will occur. Have some faith in it. Just as the opposite is, if you're just doing nothing, it will never happen.
It's like when Kirk decided to go to the Starfleet Academy and said, "I got to be a captain." I couldn't do it. It was there. If Kirk hadn't done that,
you know what? Though it just really tied in
it
well.
Really did.
I mean, if you hadn't said it, I was going to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He would have never been a captain if he hadn't gone and done it.
Right.
Right.
Or the admiral that he became and then captain again.
The green woman that he made out with would have never wanted to be with him if he wasn't the captain.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just an ensign. You're a red shirt. You're going to die soon. I'm not making out with you. He's Dr. Steve. Check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
Blaine and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDVD.